Live from WRAL News Headquarters in Raleigh, your number one source for local news. WRAL News, coverage you can count on.
Tomorrow is a WRAL Weather Alert Day. We'll talk about the adjusted flooding risk and what that might mean for flooding where you are.
And breaking news this morning, a person is seriously hurt after an overnight house fire in Franklin County. What we're learning from fire crews who were there for hours overnight.
And it's going to be a busy weekend on the road starting today. What you need to know before you hop in the car and start your Memorial Day weekend trip. I call shotgun.
Right.
6 o'clock, everybody. Good morning. We're here to get your Memorial weekend started on this Friday. I'm Renee Chu.
And I'm Jeff Hogan. I suppose I'm driving this bus then. If you're
shotgun. In the trunk, Jeff.
I'm kidding.
In the back. Elizabeth's driving. Wow. Yeah.
Don't make me pull this newscast over, Elizabeth.
Okay. We'll behave. Sorry, Dad. WRAL Weather Alert Day for Saturday. Windy conditions, wet conditions, and chilly temperatures. That's what we're looking at. Things looking pretty similar to the way that they looked yesterday, gusting to 35. We're going to see up to 2 inches of rain, and our temperature is upper 50s to low 60s. As a matter of fact, 60 degrees is the coldest temperature we've ever seen for tomorrow in May. So we could end up tying or breaking that in terms of our afternoon high. A flooding risk on Saturday. So here's a little slight change this morning that came in. This is a low risk in green. This is our medium risk here in yellow, and it shifted down slightly. So that Durham County is out of that level two or medium risk, and part of Wake County is also. Honestly, it's not going to make a huge difference to what you see. We're still looking at an inch and a half to 2 inches. It's just certainly the southern half of our viewing area has the chance of seeing slightly more rain. We have a dry air mass that's sitting over us right now. We have a lot of cloud cover that's going to come streaming in over that today. So a lot of high thin clouds. The clouds will continue to thicken up through the afternoon, but it's not likely that we see rain until after midnight. It rolls in here Saturday, and it's just with us all day long, and it's heavy. We're not looking at severe thunderstorms, just some heavy rain, again, up to 2 inches. Now, this is a new look at our models as we get into Sunday, our high resolution models, and it's trending a little bit drier, which is great news. I still have the chance of some scattered rain for Sunday. It doesn't look like a dry, beautiful day, but it doesn't look like it's going to be as heavy as Saturday. Here's a live look at the airport. Gray skies if you're headed that way, but it will stay dry today. 56 degrees is our current temperature. It's going to be a breezy day today with winds gusting 20 to 25 out of the northeast, but it will be windier tomorrow as that low gets closer to us. A cooler day today too with cloudy skies. Our high temperatures remain in the low 70s. Be 10 degrees colder than that for tomorrow. Anthony?
Hey, Elizabeth, of course, we anticipate some big travel times here today, at least lots of people traveling on the roads. We're looking at here the live drive times. You can see everything in the green at this point. There is not a major accident or a major crash at this point, which is great. We'll continue to watch that pretty closely. We take a live look right now. I-40 at Aviation Parkway, likely to get busy here as we go throughout today. Maybe a little bit of increased activity there on the left side of your screen, but for the most part here, everything else looking good. We will have another update for you here coming up in just a little bit.
Anthony, thanks. Breaking news, a person is seriously hurt after a house fire in Franklin County. This happened on Harris Way near Franklinton. WRAL's Keenan Willard is at the home now where fire crews worked for hours overnight. Keenan, a lot of damage behind you.
You can absolutely see why this was such a difficult scene for them to respond to. Look at the damage that this fire did just gutting this home here in Franklin County. You can see where the soot and smoke just rose up all the way to the roof line there, ripping the siding off the side there and just decimating the front area of this home. Now, firefighters say they were called out here just before 10 o'clock last night. We have some video of what this looked like in the aftermath of the fire. They say they came and found the front area of this home just completely engulfed in flames, pouring out from the side of the windows, the front doors. They had to break their way in through the front of the home and found a person inside suffering from serious injuries. Firefighters tell us they provided CPR here at the scene to that person, who was then taken to the hospital in serious condition. We're working to learn their condition as of this morning. We're also working to learn what may have caused this house fire. Last night, responders told us there's no evidence yet that this may have been intentionally set, but they are working to determine the official cause of what made this house burst into flames. We're hoping to bring more information in the next hour or so. Back to you.
Keenan, thanks for that. Prepare for a lot of traffic today. Roads will be packed with people traveling for Memorial Day weekend. Today's expected to be the busiest day. WRL's Naya Harden is live with the best times to hit the road and what we can all expect at the gas pump. Naya.
Well, we're already starting to see more people get to the pumps today. Let me show you as I step out of the way. This really is going to be what you're going to see as far as a lot of people coming to the pumps this morning, this afternoon, and this evening. And AAA reporting that the average price of gas in the state is $3.30 per gallon. Now, if you're driving, AAA suggests leaving in the morning before noon or anytime after 6 o'clock this evening. The worst time to be on the road is going to be this afternoon from 3 o'clock to 6 o'clock. Now, while there will be a record high of people traveling, Gas Buddy says you shouldn't see a surge in gas prices. Drivers are cutting back and will spend $1.6 billion less on gasoline compared to this time last year.
Using things like cruise control and setting them down to 65 instead of 75 can also increase fuel efficiency 15-25%, which is the equivalent of saving 25 to 50 cents a gallon. So trying to avoid traffic is sometimes a better bet. Sometimes leaving sooner or maybe waiting for traffic to clear is also a good bet.
And you can go to the WRL News app, just search the words fuel tracker if you're looking to find the lowest gas prices where you are. Naya Harden, WRL News in Garner.
Also, unfortunately, increased travel on the roads means more vehicle problems are likely. AAA predicts it'll rescue more than 480,000 stranded drivers this weekend. That's across the nation. The three most common reasons are flat tires, dead batteries, and folks getting locked out of their cars.
Taking a live look at RDU this morning, it's going to be another busy day at the airport as travelers take off for the holiday weekend. Travel is expected to be 20% higher than last year, with more than 225,000 travelers expected today through Tuesday at RDU. The TSA has a goal of getting passengers through security in 30 minutes and pre-check in 10 minutes.
We're working to learn more about a mother who left her child at a store in Halifax County and then got into a serious crash. This happened near Roanoke Rapids just after 6 last night. Witnesses say the mother left her child at the Family Dollar on NC 48. Then she got into a crash on nearby Lonnie Green Road. Authorities say she is in critical condition. No charges have been filed.
Happening today, more protesters plan to gather to push back against North Carolina's new abortion law. The group is set to rally in downtown Raleigh in Esh Square. It includes speakers followed by a march. The Fight the NC Abortion Ban protest starts at 7:30 tonight. GOP lawmakers recently overrode Governor Cooper's veto on the ban that limits abortions starting at 12 weeks. North Carolina's previous ban started at 20 weeks.
Happening right now in the WREL Life Center, one person is dead and 15 others are hurt after a missile attack on a medical clinic in the Ukrainian city of Dnipro. I want to show you the President Zelensky here. He tweeted this video writing, "Another missile attack, another crime against humanity. The buildings of a psychological clinic and a veterinary clinic in the city of Dnipro were destroyed. As of now, one person was killed, 15 are wounded. The shelling aftermath is being eliminated and victims are being rescued, but you can just see the damage that was done to this building. Again, one person dead, 15 others hurt this morning.
We're working to learn the identity of a woman who was killed in a crash with a dump truck on Lewisburg Road. Sky 5 flew over the scene of that crash yesterday afternoon. Police say the driver failed to yield while making a turn and turned right in front of the dump truck. Highway Patrol confirmed to WRAL a woman in her 20s died in that crash.
Today, the White House is expected to hold another round of negotiations with top Republican lawmakers as the U.S. inches closer to hitting its debt ceiling. You're looking live this morning outside the U.S. Capitol. House lawmakers are currently on recess without a new deal on the table ahead of the holiday weekend. Late last night, though, a GOP aide said there's a chance a deal could come soon. Negotiators warn that these crunch time conversations will be the most difficult as the deadline looms. The U.S. could default on paying its bills as early as next Thursday.
Outrage is growing in Mississippi after an 11-year-old boy who called 911 for help was shot by a responding police officer. Protesters gathered for a rally outside Indianola City Hall yesterday. They want accountability for the officer who shot Adarian Murray at his mother's home Saturday morning. Moore had called 911 because of a domestic situation involving his mother and the father of one of her children. An arriving officer shot the 11-year-old as he came out of a bedroom.
He asked me in the hospital, like, why they shot him. He was in good spirit, but every now and then I look over at him and he'll just cry.
The boy suffered a collapsed lung, lacerated liver, and fractured ribs. He is now back at home recovering. The Mississippi Bureau of Investigation is looking into what happened.
Scientists say the artificial intelligence is helping them with some important research, the work that's being done to make strides in the world of antibiotics.
I'm Ken Smith. Elon Musk is at it again, this time with a new brain chip company, now with FDA approval for human trials. We'll explain how it works to help people with severe paralysis.
And we are still tracking a very messy weekend. It's a WRL weather alert day on Saturday. It'll be windy, chilly, and very wet. The precipitation tapers off a little bit on Sunday and Monday, but we'll still have a chance of rain all the way through the holiday weekend. I'll walk you through it hour by hour coming up.
As you get into your car, tune to WRAL News Plus on your radio in Raleigh on 99.3 FM, in Durham 96.5 FM, and everywhere on 101.5 HD3.
Today is going to be the last quiet day before we see a very messy weekend, especially Saturday. We do have cloud cover across the area right now. You can see a live look at Sanford. And today is going to feel a little grayer than it did yesterday. That's also going to keep our temperatures a little cooler. And we'll keep it in the low 70s for highs. It's a cool start this morning, too. 50 degrees in Lewisburg. It's 58 in Southern Pines. One of our warmer spots, Fayetteville at 60, but 49 in South Hill, 56 in Rocky Mount and in Wilson. School bus forecast as they're headed out to the bus stop this morning. They might need just a light jacket out there. Temperatures are cool in a lot of places. Lunchtime around 70, and we're just going to hold it in the low 70s for highs this afternoon with mostly cloudy skies. So not quite as beautiful as it was yesterday, but of course, tomorrow is a WRL weather alert day. I'll show you exactly what we're expecting. Anthony?
Hey, Elizabeth, we check out here currently what's going on the roads. We're looking in the green here for most of our major approaches. You can see current I-40 delays, they are all at zero. So that's great news here as we head into this holiday weekend, but we anticipate that to get a little bit busier. Otherwise, here are the major approaches into the city of Raleigh. Just a slight delay there on US 1 South from Wake Forest. Everything else that was looking good. We will continue to watch it, though, here closely as we go throughout this morning.
Anthony, thank you. Scientists say artificial intelligence helped them develop a new antibiotic to fight a dangerous drug-resistant bacteria. The new drug helps control the growth of a deadly superbug, often found in hospitals and other healthcare facilities. Doctors used AI technology to sort through thousands of potential compounds and find the few with the most promise. They say this significantly cut their testing time. There's no word on when human trials of the new drug may happen.
Brain chip implants are advancing. And hours ago, Elon Musk's company, Neuralink, announced that it's been given the green light from the FDA for human trials. I know what you're thinking here. The idea, though, is not to microchip humans. Ken Smith joins us now this morning to explain how this method will help people with severe paralysis.
You know, Jeff, I know it sounds like the stuff of science fiction, but this could be a real-life breakthrough for patients with brain injuries and other degenerative diseases like ALS. Neuralink is developing a brain implant called the Link. It's designed to use brain signals and translates them into commands for devices like computers or iPads. So, for example, patients with severe paralysis, we just mentioned ALS, people with similar degenerative diseases would be able to communicate with their loved ones by moving cursors and typing with their minds. This is a significant advancement in the brain-computer interface industry, or BCI. And truth be told, companies have been studying BCI technology for years, but this is the first time a company, again headed by Elon Musk, has gotten this far with the Food and Drug Administration. Now, the extent of the FDA approval is not yet known, and patient recruitment for clinical trials is not yet open, but of course, we'll keep you posted. Binay.
So fascinating. Ken, thank you. Coming up on today, a remarkable Memorial Day story on the emotional and long-awaited return of an American hero from World War II. Archaeological digs in both Europe and the Pacific are the lifeline for families looking for closure after their loved ones went missing in action. A group called History Flight is sifting through acres of earth in places they believe evidence of missing veterans can be found.
There are so many families that are out there that have this hole. They are missing something. They sent a loved one out the door expecting to see them again, and they didn't come back. And not only did they not come back, they don't have answers.
This morning on Today, how they were able to track and discover the crash site of Lieutenant Carl Nesbitt, a World War II bomber pilot whose plane was shot down in Germany. His remains were transported back to Pennsylvania, where his family and sister were finally able to say goodbye. You won't want to miss this unbelievable story right here on WREL at 7 on Today. Two food truck rodeos and an anime convention are coming to the Triangle this weekend.
Here's our look at WRL's Out and About Best Bets. Animazement is an annual convention that celebrates Japanese culture and animation. It's happening through Sunday at the Raleigh Convention Center. The costumes, they are just so cool at this event. They also have music, educational panels, and lots of vendors. You can still get tickets also.
On Saturday, the Taste of Soul NC Food Truck Rodeo is happening at Durham Central Park. There will be a variety of food trucks along with local merchants, a bounce house, and a DJ. Admission is free.
Indulge your sweet tooth at the NC Sugar Rush Dessert Food Truck Rodeo Sunday, happening from noon to 5 p.m. in Raleigh's City Plaza. Be tons of desserts out there. Pineapple smoothies, beignets, cookies, peach cobbler, cookie dough. Oh, goodness, don't stop me. Admission is free for this and the dogs. For a full list of weekend events, you can go to WRL.com and search Out and About. That is good fun for everyone. Sweet tooth.
I'm yeah, that all sounds good even at 6:18 in the morning, right?
Absolutely. Beignets, breakfast.
Well, you know, a lot of people will have food on their mind this weekend with cookouts and trying to plan around the weather. Meteorologist Elizabeth Gardner in the WRL Severe Weather Center with a look at Saturday.
I wouldn't even try a cookout on Saturday. You might be able to squeeze one in Sunday or Monday, especially if it's more of a lunchtime sort of thing. Monday afternoon, evening will likely have more scattered thunderstorms and a few stray showers again on Sunday. But Saturday definitely looking by far like the wettest day. It's our WRL Weather Alert Day. Winds will be gusting 30 to 35 miles per hour, which is not likely to knock down a lot of trees, but certainly we'll see a lot of limbs down. Our severe thunderstorm winds would be, say, 58 to 60 mile per hour winds. So you can see the difference here. It's going to be definitely breezy out there. Rain, of course, up to 2 inches of rain just on Saturday, with more to come for other days of the weekend. That's going to be chilly, too. Temperatures will be in the upper 50s to low 60s for highs, so it's not going to be comfortable to be outside. Here's our low. It's a coastal low that will continue to ride up the coast and move inland over South Carolina, spreading rain across all of North Carolina. We take a look at the timeline for this. I wanted to start with a big picture so you just kind of get a good idea of what's happening here. We have the low that will continue to move up the coast, and it starts to spread rain into our area late tonight into early tomorrow. Yesterday, some of the models showed that rain by late this afternoon. That looks less likely today. So slowing down the timeline of that rain, the low pressure system itself moves on up across our area, continuing to bring some showers on Sunday. But notice how those showers tend to taper off a little bit. On Monday, we'll likely start with some drier conditions, but because there's some lingering moisture and we'll have this lingering boundary, we could see a few isolated showers and thunderstorms again on Monday afternoon and evening. Here's a look at today. This is our high resolution model, and you can see it looks like it's clear. We have a lot of high cloud cover out there. We're going to see that for the rest of the day. So today's going to feel fairly gray. Around 5, 6, 7 o'clock, we start to see the heavy rain spreading across our area, and that's going to be the case all the way until around midnight. So the yellow areas are not severe thunderstorms. It's just where the rain is likely to be heavy. Take a look at Sunday. We take it out to lunchtime. This is a first look at our high resolution model through 2 o'clock on Sunday. And Sunday on this version of the model doesn't look too bad. We'll see if that trend continues. This is a look at rain through Saturday. So a good look at, you know, an inch of rain to the north and two or two plus down to the south. We add more of that as we get into Sunday and Monday. So it's going to rain each day of the weekend. It just looks like Saturday will be the heaviest. We have that medium risk for flooding in our southern counties. We also have the potential for this to become a tropical system, but it's only a 10% chance. Along the coast, we'll see strong winds, dangerous rip currents, and beach erosion. It's not going to be a great weekend to be at the beach, certainly not in the water. We take a look at our wind speeds as we go through the day on Saturday, likely to be gusting up to 35, maybe even 40 miles per hour. A little warmer on Sunday and Monday as we climb on up into the 70s, and then we really warm things up by next week after the system moves on out. Anthony?
And Elizabeth, as we head here out to the roads this morning, this is I-40 at Aviation Parkway. Likely to get pretty busy here as we go throughout today. We anticipate, of course, lots of travelers on the roads. Right now, though, everything is moving along smoothly. We do not have any crashes to report here in the traffic department this morning. Let's talk about here the major approaches into the city of Raleigh. In fact, there is one that just popped up. I will bring that to you the next time we meet. I'll get you an update on that. But otherwise here, as far as any big slowdowns are looking here, we're looking good as far as that's concerned this morning.
Anthony, thanks. A new study shows Glenwood South's economic impact at more than $1 billion a year.
A little shocking. We didn't realize that it was going to be that great an impact.
The changes neighborhood leaders hope will come as city officials take a look at the numbers.
And a new wave of COVID infections hitting China. U.S. health experts are keeping a close eye on the latest spike in cases.
This What's Trending report, sponsored by Rug and Home.
Disney's latest live-action remake of a classic movie hits theaters today.
It is time to go under the sea with the new adaptation of The Little Mermaid. The movie stars Halle Bailey as Ariel, the young mermaid who makes a dangerous deal with the evil sea witch Ursula, played by Melissa McCarthy. And along with all the classic songs, it also features new music by Lin-Manuel Miranda.
Yeah, so there are three new songs as well as an additional reprise of Part of Your World. But Prince Eric gets a song, and there are some other tweaks in the movie. They tweak some of the lyrics of the original songs, but total makeover of the original movie. My 9-year-old and I can't wait to go see it.
Awesome. Yeah, be with the hundreds of millions of others out there, right?
Yeah, lots of people looking forward to that movie. Aaron Judge is one of baseball's best players, but his dog is upstaging him on the outfield grass. Look at this adorable video of Judge playing with his dog, Gus, at Yankee Stadium before a game.
So he picked him up in the offseason. He got Gus, who is a dachshund, by the way.
Oh.
You know, typically known for their vertically challenged nature. And Judge is 6'7" tall. I mean, he just dwarfs this little pup. Yeah. So
opposites Judge, attract.
Yeah, exactly. Judge calls himself now an elite dog dad.
Best workout partner ever.
Pretty cool. There's a newly released trailer now for the upcoming movie Barbie, and it gives us a closer look at what to expect. Barbie is living a perfect life in idyllic Barbie land, and then she notices that some things just aren't really as perfect as they used to be. It becomes even more apparent the film doesn't take itself at all seriously, and the movie hits theaters July 21st.
Breaking in the last 5 minutes, we have just learned that an 81-year-old woman died in this house fire in Franklin County overnight. What investigators are telling us led up to this blaze so far.
And of course, tomorrow is a WRL weather alert day. One of the reasons is because of the wind. It's going to be gusty up to 30, 35 miles per hour tomorrow. We'll talk about the timeline for the rain coming up.
And you're going to want to fill up that tank today before you hit the road for the holiday weekend. This is a live look right now at the sheets on US 70 in Garner. What you need to know about this holiday travel forecast coming up.